Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Da-da-da.
Da-da-da. Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
35 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 50s, depending on where you are.
Nice.
And it looks like it's mostly sunny, partly cloudy the entire day.
All right.
It's going to be a great day. If you are traveling this week, here is your travel forecast.
Yeah, don't.
Here's the thing.
What?
Locally, we're going to be okay.
Well, yeah.
All right, so we have highs in the mid to upper 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you are traveling Wednesday, yes, there will be rain, but it will not be icy snow, whatever, around here.
Okay.
It gets dicey after Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving, high of 38. Day after, high of 35. Mm. Saturday, high of 34. So it could be getting
nice,
sleety, icy, snowy, depending on where you are traveling. Right. So just a heads up.
Okay,
and I'm sure if you're traveling, you've already taken a look.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like you said, there's supposed to be, like, nasty weather.
Nasty weather. They may not have enough people.
Yeah,
but
go.
Say hello to everybody.
Well, it's funny, to your point, right? Like, it's like, do you want to fly and deal with the stress of all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to drive and deal with the potential danger of what the roads could look
like?
Oh,
drive and slide.
Yeah, depending on where you're going. So, like, you're kind of SOL either way. Speaking of SOL, there is a very popular restaurant that has announced they are now done.
Wait, they're closed?
Yeah, Kimmy, you may be familiar with this place. It's called Maru Izakaya Sushi.
I don't know if it's Izakaya, but... yeah, Maru Sushi.
Izakaya.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know how to pronounce it. But yes, it was...
It's actually not.
I don't know if it's Izakaya.
Izakaya.
I don't think that's what
it's
called.
In the story of the Democratic Chronicle.
Okay, you could be right.
Maru Izakaya, 274 North Goodge Street, in the Village Gate.
Oh.
Actually, not Ka Izakaya.
I don't think
it's not Izakaya if it's not for the Izakaya.
I've never heard it pronounced
Japan.
Like that.
Maru Sushi, that's what it's called?
Yeah. So it's Maroon or Maru?
Maru. Maru. Maroon Sushi.
Maroon.
If you're eating Maroon
Maroon
Sushi,
5 sushi?
You're going to get sick. Yes. Maroon 5 Sushi. The last time Tommy was pop culturally relevant, Maroon 5 was
they were a good
band.
Group, I thought.
Shut up.
Their songs had a lot of pop to them.
I don't know.
Jumping.
It's jumping, baby.
So this sushi place,
Maru,
well, it can't be popular if it's closing.
All right, so here's the thing.
It was in the old California Roland.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, in Village Gate.
You got it. So they've been open for the last 5 years. And look, I understand that restaurants closing these days is not anything remarkable. What makes this place remarkable is the fact that it's been able to survive this long. Because they may be the restaurant with the least luck in the history of restaurants.
Mm-hmm. What happened to them?
Allow me to tell you a story, Tom. So the gentleman who owns this place.
Oh, Mr. Maroon.
No, his name is Andy Liu.
Andy Liu.
It's actually not called Liu. He's not from the Liu region of Japan. He's not actually Liu. He has a very impressive resume.
All right.
He went down to New York City and got training in establishments like Nobu. You're familiar with that place.
So that's a big chain of like high-end hotels and stuff, right?
I thought it was a sushi restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was like tied to like some hotel.
No. Didn't Maroon 5 open up a restaurant?
They did. You're right. All right, so... he went to learn from the master down in New York City?
Yes.
All right.
He then came back. I'm sorry, you were going to say something, Kimmy?
Wasn't there one here for like...
Nobu?
Yeah, for a very brief amount of time.
Oh, I must have missed that one. I'm not a big sushi guy, though.
Mr. Nobu.
Plus, I've been going to Izakaya, which apparently is not a sushi restaurant.
I've been going to Maroon 5.
I don't know.
So. I have no idea. So...
I've been getting a canned tuna.
You like tuna in a can?
Love tuna in a can.
We don't have time. I got to tell you the story. So... Mr. Liu.
Yeah, what did old Louie do?
He goes down to New York
City.
Big
Lou?
He trades at all these places.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back to Rochester.
So is he a local guy?
Okay, you know, I want to say yes, but I don't want Kimmy to pounce on me. So
no, because his name sounds Japanese.
Andy Liu. Well, he can have a Japanese family and be born in Rochester.
I know, but usually they come
from
the old country.
Who's they?
What
are you talking about?
I thought is he a Japanese cat?
We don't have this information.
It's taken us 5 minutes.
Is he just a regular Rochester guy?
It's taken us 5 minutes, and we're not even in the effing story
yet. Am I going to get, like, my sushi and salt potatoes?
Get yourself a sushi plate. All right. Andy Liu, restaurateur, chef, Goes down to New York City.
Yeah.
Learns at high-end sushi restaurants, and he's coming back to Rochester to open up his own restaurant.
So he's like a sushi master now.
So when it was opened, it was called Maru's. Why? What does that have to do with sushi?
I don't know.
God damn it.
No, chopping up the sushi.
God
just
damn it.
Chop sushi.
All right, Kimmy.
You never had chop sushi?
Is that like chop sushi?
Yeah, it's very good.
Chop sushi. He came home to open up his restaurant.
Yeah.
And he was the opening date was March of 2020.
Yes, I remember this because we were living in our apartment at the time.
He opens up his restaurant in March of 2020.
Yeah. Nice.
The next day, New York State shut everything down due to COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. God.
He opened up.
Wait, the day before?
The day before the shutdown, he opened up his restaurant.
So he buys all that fish.
Yep.
Hires everybody.
Yep.
Go home.
And the salt potatoes. He lost potatoes, too. So their last day was yesterday. I'm sorry. They will be open for dinner through November 30th, but they will be closed for Thanksgiving. So if you are a fan of this place, your last opportunity to go get something to eat is every day except for the 25th of the 27th.
Do you want to eat sushi the last day a joint's going to be open?
Well, no. What you do is you just go get the salt potatoes.
That's what I would eat.
How he managed to keep the place open.
That is an amazing story.
Yeah. And like the fact that you couldn't.
Because I quit. I mean, screw it.
Well, think about how much money they probably had invested in that thing.
But I'm thinking I lost it all.
Well, but that's just it. You don't want to just throw up the white flag right away.
Yeah, but can you sit for 3 months? Because we were shut down.
It was longer than that.
Yeah. I think they did like the takeout thing for a while. And then I think they also had a tough time during like that COVID period getting like a liquor license and like other stuff that they wanted to have. I don't know if it ever happened.
No, I mean,
I'm such a quitter, man. I screw it.
Well, no, but if you've got, I mean, what does it cost to open up a restaurant in the Village Gate? $100,000?
Oh, probably more than
a lot,
that.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So like if you've got that much money invested in this thing, you can't just be like, well,
you can't bail.
Wasn't in the cards, I guess.
Well, it kind of wasn't.
Hey, did we make $100,000 the first day? No. Oh, crap. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're trying to tell you about Maru Izakaya Mebe Sushi in the Village Gate. Again, its last day for dinner will be on the 30th of November. They are closing, but the most impressive thing about this story is they opened literally the day before everything got shut down for COVID. So, like, with these restaurateurs, here's what I never understood.
What's up?
A lot of times in the greater Rochester area, you will have a popular restaurant close. Only for the owner, 6 months to a year later, to open up another restaurant.
You'll see it in a different location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's a completely different restaurant, period. Yeah. Why close your restaurant if you're just going to open up another restaurant?
It's a great question.
I mean, I guess because, like, if that's your career, right? Like, you're not, maybe you don't give up after one, maybe you see the faults in the first way you did it, so you try it again. I don't know.
Who's giving you the money? Like, let's say, to your point, I open up a restaurant at Tanks.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go over here and try it again. When I go back to the bank, they go, how'd that first one go for you? Oh, you guys want some old sushi I got in the trunk of my car?
I got some potatoes for collateral.
Delicious potatoes.
Asian potatoes.
They call me Big Lou back in my country.
Do they have potatoes in Asia?
No, they can do this.
No, they can grow everywhere, right? Potatoes grow everywhere.
I don't know.
No,
well, they're in the ground. Yeah, probably. But you never see them on a menu.
Yeah, you're right. Like, there's no Chinese potatoes.
No,
there's Chinese potatoes.
Yes, potatoes are grown extensively in Asia.
Okay, but then too.
Which is the world's largest potato-producing continent.
Well, who's eating them?
China's the largest producer, followed by India and Bangladesh.
All right, I've been to Chinese restaurants a million times.
Yeah.
Never saw a potato on the menu. Not in anything.
Well, they all have French fries. I mean, it's not in the dish.
I got a Cheng Garden. Ain't no French fries.
You can buy French fries at every Chinese restaurant.
Nobody's ordering them French fries.
Who the hell?
Well, yeah, because she didn't know no better.
No, I just like potatoes.
It says they use them in stir fries.
Oh, yeah, I know. You get like the chocolate.
It's using curries in India.
That one I know.
All right.
But no, but to his point, like, I mean, and I know it's Americanized Chinese food. Is the actual Chinese and Japanese food, does that have potatoes in it? And why are we not getting the potato versions, if that's the case?
Because I'm thinking like Japan, they eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
A lot of fish and rice. Where's the potato coming in?
Well, I guess maybe that's too much starch.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Japan. A popular dish is yakimo, which is sweet roasted potato. Which is a sweet roasted potato.
Sounds good.
They're also used in hot pot dishes in Japan.
Hot pot coming through.
I'm not a huge fan of yakimo. Well, because he won Game 5 against the Jays.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah, it wasn't good.
All right, didn't your dad know him?
Right? Yeah. He was on deck. He was really looking forward to facing him, too.
Your dad looks like he's full of Japanese potatoes.
Stupidest show.
Oh, yeah.
In any radio station in America.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, find me a dumber show than this one, and I'll call you a liar.
All right.
No, like, again, like, I know that, like, you know, Indian food that we have here, Chinese food, Japanese food, unless you find, like, an authentic place in a neighborhood where there's a lot of Japanese, Indian, or Chinese folks, it's for us.
Yeah.
I just
don't, it's Americanized.
Like, but, like, they got here and they saw that everything we eat has potatoes in it. You think that they would include their potato dishes. It doesn't make sense to me. I would like to try a Japanese potato. It is a Japanese.
Like a Japanese home fry. Be delicious.
Well, that's just how do you do it different?
They would Asian it up.
How different, do you, different spices, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you ever had like Cajun fries?
Yeah, but that's
maybe just, they got like Japanese fries.
No, but that's just like seasoning salt.
Yeah, so maybe they got their. To Kimmy's point, maybe they put their Asian
spin
seasoning.
On it.
So it's like soy sauce on home fries.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm. I could put soy sauce.
I feel like it would make the fries mushy.
Well, yeah, you eat them quick.
Okay, is that what they tell you? Yeah. Eat these fast, guys.
Quick.
Welcome to Ezekiah. Eat these fast. It's not actually called Ezekiah. It's not. It's Maru, actually. That's what it is. I had somewhere I was going, and now I've lost it because of all the... Okay, like when the potatoes that come out of the ground in Japan, when they come out of the ground, period.
Yeah.
Do they taste different than like potatoes that are grown in America or
Ireland? Oh, yeah, it's different dirt.
Different soil.
Well, that's what I'm serious. No.
Well, I don't know.
It's very different dirt.
I'm asking a
Asian
serious
Asian dirt
question.
Is different than American dirt.
I am asking a serious...
American dirt. Eat what I say.
Does the dirt determine what a vegetable tastes like?
Sure it does. Come on. I mean, like,
you don't know that. You do not know that.
No, I think any vegetable can taste different depending on, I don't know, what it's grown in.
What is it? Well, but how? How?
Because the dirt would get absorbed into the taste.
Does the dirt gets absorbed into the vegetable?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like a Japan.
No, but you wash the potato.
All right, so Japan's got a lot of volcanoes. So it's probably got a lot of volcanic ash in the potato.
Everywhere has a lot of volcanoes. The entire...
We ain't got no volcano.
All of what we're living on is from volcanoes, stupid.
We ain't got one volcano.
Bro, what you are standing on, everything is volcanoes.
This ain't no volcano.
Everything is volcano.
We got one out in Washington, and that one already blew up.
Oh, my God. Go outside. Walk on the ground. That is volcano.
That ain't no volcano.
How did we get ground, idiot?
I know.
You got ground, but God made the ground.
God made the ground. But that
he was balling up dirt and then chucking it out into the universe.
But he chucked different dirt in Japan than he did.
He was like rolling them up like meatballs and just throwing them into the universe.
God, you are so dumb. No, I mean, Kimmy, all ground comes from volcanoes, right? Like it was volcanoes in the ocean.
I thought so, right? Because that created like Pangaea or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it all split apart.
Yeah.
The hell's Pangaea?
It's the initial continent.
Yeah,
one
the
solid
one massive
continent.
Land mass.
Did you not pay any attention in school?
Wait, it used to be just like one land?
Yeah, Pangaea.
Yeah.
And then now you can go to Pangaea and get all of your jewelry needs at Eddie's Funeral.
Oh, yeah, I like that place. Yeah. Little trinkets. I get them for my wife.
They'll pierce your ears. No, what is different about the dirt in Japan than the dirt in America, the dirt in Ireland, the dirt in...
Maybe it just has different nutrients, so maybe potatoes grow better in certain places.
Okay.
I think that's part of it.
But okay.
Maybe they grow bigger.
Ooh,
can you Google
big taters?
Can you Google where the biggest potatoes are grown in the world?
Because I bet you it's China.
I bet you it's here based on how we, you know, handle. We're pretty good at growing things.
Oh yeah,
like for size.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like we have. There's a whole science behind it.
Oh yeah.
And then you see those videos like every year where the world's largest pumpkin, Oklahoma. It's a 75-foot pumpkin. There's a family living in it.
So maybe the biggest potatoes in Oklahoma.
No, I would guess that we grow the biggest.
Oh no, Idaho. That's where they grow them.
Yeah,
big.
But
Idaho.
Do they grow them big or do they grow them a lot? Because you can't do both. The longer it takes to grow the potato, the fewer potatoes you get.
I thought Idaho was like the potato capital of the world.
I get it, but what I'm saying is if they produce the most potatoes, you're probably pulling them earlier. If you leave them in the ground, I would assume they grow more. Like the pumpkin.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you want the world's biggest pumpkin, you got to leave the pumpkin on the vine to make
you
sure it keeps growing. Therefore, you can't produce as many.
So what are we looking for? The most? The biggest?
I want the biggest. I want where do the biggest potatoes grow?
I bet
grow?
You still Idaho, based on that commercial.
Okay, area. Well... New Zealand currently holds the record for the largest potato ever.
How big was that potato?
11 pounds.
11 pounds?
An 11-pound potato?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 17.4 pounds. The one before, the biggest one before that was in Britain, and that was 11
pounds. How big's a baby
11 pounds.
That's a one-year-old kid. A 17-pound potato is the size of a one-year-old child.
Damn.
It's like covering your one-year-old in sour cream cheese and chives and eating their insides with a fork and knife. Holy crap.
God damn.
What a...
Look at New Zealand, man.
Is New Zealand known for potatoes?
I thought they had lamb.
What?
I think they're known for lamb.
There's not a rule that you can't grow potatoes if you raise
no,
lamb.
No, but I think they're known for lamb.
No, okay.
Not known for taters. Hey, tater country. You can't say, I'm from New Zealand, man. It's tater country out that way. I'll tell you what. An island out there.
You wouldn't do it like that because that's not what an accent from New Zealand sounds like.
Let me tell you,
that's
not about taters,
also not a New Zealand
You call
accent.
That a potato? Shut now up. That's a potato.
Kimmy, can you, all right, one last question about potatoes and then we'll move on.
I got a knife to cut that potato.
Oh, I want to remind everybody, this show is so bad. This all started with a discussion about a sushi restaurant closing in Village Gate. Is there a place in the world that cannot grow potatoes? Thank you.
Chernobyl.
I mean, I'm sure like...
Oh, you can grow them, just don't eat them. By the way, that probably holds the record for the largest potato if you
can
dig
them
up.
Yeah, but it's probably attached to some guy's head. They call him Taterhead.
Oh, you're talking about Czechoslovakian Taterhead? That's not where it is.
In my country.
Okay.
You
I
think
mean,
that's a scary potato? Look at my head.
Takes off his hat.
It would be anywhere...
Which wasn't even necessary because you clearly saw the potato under his hat to begin with.
Anywhere where it's extreme hot or extreme cold. So like deserts, you can't grow potatoes.
Okay.
Antarctica, obviously, you can't grow potatoes.
So there's no African potatoes? Well, I guess there'd be...
Yeah, there probably is.
Well, I'm saying there's a lot of deserts in Africa.
No, but they have temperate climate.
That's why I said yes. I guess there's other places.
And they grow coffee and chocolate.
Potatoes need cooler temperatures to thrive. Will not grow well in locations... with prolonged periods above 80 degrees.
Okay, so anywhere near...
Maybe Africa's out there.
Yeah, anywhere near the equator, you can't grow potatoes.
There ain't no Florida tater.
Well, like, oh, yeah. I guess.
Too hot.
No, I don't... How close?
You can't touch oranges.
All right.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Congratulations, son. You played yourself.
What happened?
Well, it's funny when these guys think they're like outsmarting the cops, the government, whatever, only to look like the biggest possible idiots of all time. And that's what this story is.
What happened?
Because, look, I don't know. We've all been where this guy may be. Where there's no way your car is going to pass these and you're going to have to drive it illegally.
Okay.
But for this to be your solution, thinking you're not going to get busted.
So does it stick out automatically or did he?
Well, we're talking about him.
I mean, is it hidden on what he did or is it right out in the open?
No, it's right out
there. I've seen some guys pull some moves that, what are you doing?
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a man in our area.
Yeah.
Has been arrested after an incident in his vehicle Thursday night.
What'd he do?
So state troopers pulled this man over because he had switch plates. And when they were walking up to the car, they noticed something unique about his inspection and registration.
Yeah.
They were counterfeit.
Oh, homemade?
That's exactly what they were. Not only were they homemade, they were drawn in crayon.
Like, the lines weren't even
straight. Well, you said crayon?
I just texted you a picture from 10NBC of what these look like. And I would like for you, Tommy, to please describe to the audience when you get it up what you are looking at.
It looks like something like a little kid would do.
Yeah. It's like scribbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just it. He doesn't even write words.
No,
it's just scribbles and little shades thing that's supposed to be like a barcode.
So like from from a distance, it may kind of resemble the stickers on your car.
Maybe.
But like from like 100 yards away. How it took
apparently
this.
He doesn't own a printer.
Oh, okay, so let's talk about that. And the phone number.
If I'm doing this, I'm giving myself a couple extra years. Because I got to make another one next year.
Great point.
You're going to fake it.
Add a couple of years to it.
So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, you bring up a great point.
Mm.
If you're going to take the risk of counterfeiting government documents.
And maybe it's not going to look the same, but maybe from, if you're not paying attention, it may pass.
Well, Kimmy, I mean, you have the ability to find these stickers online and simply
just
print
copy and
out.
Paste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or take the one you have and alter them via Photoshop where it would look exactly dead on. Now, it's fake and you're probably eventually going to get busted, but why
but
would you?
Maybe it fools him at first.
It would cost you $3 if you don't have a printer at home to go to Kinko's.
It costs you less than
the
crayons.
Yes, this guy worked way harder than he had to make a worse version of a forged document that he could have had.
Yeah, he's not even good at it.
Do you think he sketched it from memory, or was he looking at somebody's actual paperwork?
Well,
it's got to be from memory, because even the blocking, like the sheets of paper, they're not the right size.
Yeah.
And the numbers
it's all crammed in.
They're all over. Like, one's up here, one's down here. Yeah. It's all over the place.
He didn't even try.
No.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I think the real question in this story is not how dumb this man is. Is it? It's how old is this man that he could not figure out?
That's a good
question. Right? Because either he's the dumbest young guy on the planet, where he didn't think I will print these out, or he's an old man who doesn't understand that technology exists. Which one is it?
I got to think like old man who just didn't bother with didn't even bother to look up anything, you know?
That looks like something that should be on some parent's refrigerator.
If my kids did this,
that's what I'm saying. It should be on your refrigerator.
No, it's not even good enough to put on my refrigerator.
Or maybe the outdoor fridge, the one in the garage.
The garage.
Yeah.
Like a simple just Google search would at least like show you what it's supposed to look like. You could have gone off that.
The troopers had to be laughing their ass.
You used zero technology.
So, how do you not laugh at that?
I agree, but like you look like they're laughing in your face.
Yes.
Like that's the other thing about it.
You were better off just not having it.
Thank you.
That's what I don't get. Like, why even bother to put it on there?
Yeah.
Like, I think my favorite part of this story is, like, this guy, if the allegations are true, had to think he was brilliant.
Yes.
Like, he figured it out. Look what I did. He was probably showing his friends. Ha ha. And then for you to think that, only to have these state troopers laughing in your face over what you attempted to do. I would love to know what that feels like as they're writing you all these tickets. And here's the other thing.
What's that?
We do not know what charges he is facing, but we have seen a handful of these stories in the past on this show. And those people were facing serious charges.
Forging documents.
You got it. You, in doing this, you are forging a government document, which is like a super serious crime.
Okay.
Like, you would have been way better off, to Kimmy's point, even charge-wise, just not driving with an inspection or registration.
So, could he do jail time for this? Would they force you to sketch?
I always feel like they were so poorly done, it shouldn't even count as trying to forge a document. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
Right.
Under the No Fooling Act.
And the ass kicker of this whole thing.
Who is that?
Again, 252 WCMF, story on 10NBC, shares the state police department's picture of a man who tried to forge registration and inspection documents on his car. They're written in crayon. And there's not even words. It's just
scribbles.
Squiggly lines where they should be. I mean,
It looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
It looks like something you'd see in a cartoon.
It 100% looks like a cartoon. The ass kicker in all of this, the reason he was pulled over is he had switched plates.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So you were going to eventually get pulled over.
Yeah.
Right? If you're messing with the switch plates, what is the point of this?
Yeah. Because you can't switch the plates anymore because they can read the plates and they know automatically and you're effed.
Exactly. It's like this guy has to either be 80 or the dumbest man on the planet.
Yeah. He's got to be old.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Adam writes us, I had a boss print me off an inspection sticker on Google because I was having trouble getting my truck to pass. I left that printout inspection sticker on for the whole year, even went through DWI checkpoints on the regular with no problem.
I like how he describes it. He was having trouble getting his truck to pass, like his truck had cancer. Like, it wasn't fixable. I tried to fix it, but I couldn't.
Hold on. No, okay. See, here's what I hate about this.
And listen, man, I'm one who switched.
Oh, are you? Guys,
I switched guys, man.
Guys, I'm like,
I never looked at this guy. I did all I could.
No, I get where he's coming from. Like, bro, in the past, yes, I would leave an inspection sticker on for a year or two after.
I got pop major.
Guys, I'm just like you, but like now that I don't have to deal with it, you're all idiots.
I'm better than that. I left that behind me.
You didn't.
I did all I could.
Bro, she throws you out. You're right back to keeping that inspection sticker on.
What'd you hear?
So the best was, my wife is from Delaware.
Yeah.
All right. So when we met, she still had Delaware plates, Delaware registration.
Yeah, a lot of people let it go till the year's up.
Exactly. Well, like, she didn't register her car in New York.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to go back to Delaware to, like, register and inspect her car there.
You got
to
do it here.
But here's the thing. Nobody here knew what those stickers looked like.
Oh.
So, like, I just drove that car around for, like, 3 years.
Wait, so, but it has a date on it.
Yeah, but it's a very foreign-looking sticker.
Oh.
One of them's, like, on your license plate. So, like.
Yeah, I guess Delaware is one of those states where, the plates don't jump out at you.
Yeah, right? Like, when's the last time you saw a Delaware plate?
You don't.
So, like, the funniest thing is I took her car to go do a show in Philly, which is, like, right over, and I had to drive through Delaware, and it was, like, the one time I was like, oh, my God, I'm, like, four
now
years
I'm in
over.
Trouble.
Back in the home country.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Oh, not bad.
Hey,
I just caught this guy. He's not the first genius. This is 40 years ago. I towed a car for the sheriff's department. Guy did the same thing. He made his stickers out of crayons, and I don't know what he wound up getting, but the car was towed.
All right, so here's the thing, Johnny. Here's the thing. 40 years ago, it's still stupid, but I give him a little more leeway because the technology to find and print a sticker did not exist.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's the same guy, John.
No, it wasn't the only one. Towed ones where people did actually nice-looking ones with pens and markers.
Make some effort.
Yeah.
It went down to Michael's.
They put a little work into it.
Yeah, the craft store.
That one, he just scribbled with a crayon.
All right, well, John, great story, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Who says tow truck drivers don't have great stories?
Apparently, this may happen more than we think.
No, I'm telling you.
Little scribbles on the window.
You can't tell me there's more than 15 people statewide that have drawn in crayon their inspection sticker. Come on. And if you're thinking about doing it.
I'm sure, I bet you there are people that have traced them.
But all you have to do is get close.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? Nobody wants to trace anymore.
No, trace is the easy one. Nobody wants to create anymore.
Oh.
Thomas.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't know what everyone thought this was going to be. I thought it was pretty clear the beginning.
They nailed it.
We were all
it.
Watching with the same idea in mind.
Yeah.
But they nailed it.
Okay, they nailed it.
Yeah, for what they do. All right.
But here's the thing, Kimmy. Look, I'm with you. I'm sure there are people that have never seen one of these movies before that walked away like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
But there are even people that I know are familiar with this company's.
And they were still upset.
And they were still like, whoa, what?
That I don't get.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Bills did not play this weekend. They went and did what they did on Thursday.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean there wasn't Bills stuff to be done.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel was the debut of Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story starring everyone's favorite actors and actresses, Holland Roden and Matthew Daddario.
It was funny, because I watched it Sunday night.
Okay, listen, real quick. Let's do a roll call.
Okay.
You watched it.
I did watch it.
Kimmy, did you watch it?
I have not. It's on my list.
Okay, I did not watch it. My daughter was at the
Burn room. Your list.
Okay. So you saw this movie.
So when you were talking about the cast members, I didn't, it's a bunch of no-names. Except for two guys that play the dads.
Yeah.
They're both from The Sopranos.
I know.
It's Tony Schirripa who played Big P, I can't say the name.
Sure, yeah.
And I think his name is Joey Pantalone.
You
or Joey?
It.
No, I think it's like.
Does he live in Irondequoit?
I think so.
I mean the movie. Okay.
So Joey Pants is in it, and Tony Schirripa is in it. And I'm going, they're two heavies from The Sopranos playing like these like lovable dads that have to watch their cholesterol.
Well, yeah, man, you don't want to get typecast. Oh,
yeah.
God, it was so bad.
All right, so you say from front to back, it was a bad movie.
I don't know anybody that would want to watch this and go, "Wow, I got something out of it." The cameos are hysterical.
For example?
And awkward. I thought the Sean McDermott sex scene was gratuitous.
You know what's weird about it? The whole time he's just clapping his hands.
And she wasn't having it. I mean, you get like Sean McDermott, he's trying to be, he's a coach, but it's just bad. And then there's a coffee scene where it's got your boy in it.
Deion Dawkins, Hamlin, Jim Kelly.
So Deion Dawkins and Damar Hamlin are in the scene with the sick kids in the hospital.
Okay,
because that kind of makes sense because that's what these guys do. They go out. So that was kind of on point.
Okay,
when Thurman Thomas comes trucking into the coffee shop, with Scott Norwood.
Yeah, they hang all the time.
Why is Scott Norwood and Andre Reed?
Okay,
yeah,
the world's biggest ass, right? And they're all talking and talking, and then they're over there having their coffee.
Wait, so Scott Norwood, Thurman Thomas, and Andre Reed were having a
coffee. This is where the main characters are, right? Oh, God. Yeah, and I mean, I could give it away if you want.
No spoilers, because I know people want to see
it. There's some more.
Okay,
and the one, I'll tell you this, the one guy you wish you'd see, you never see.
Who's that?
Well, who do you think everybody
Josh
wants?
Allen. Josh Allen. Well,
yeah, we knew.
Hallmark
yeah, but we knew he wasn't going to be.
No, but I'm thinking people thought he was going to show up in this because it's the Bills and it's all current stuff, right?
All right,
and there's current players in there.
All right, so we talked at length when this was announced a few months ago what this was going to be because, again, everyone I think knows by now coming into the holiday season that Hallmark is known for these terrible movies. Yes. And they're terrible on purpose.
And they kind of have like a cult following, like people that love to watch. You had the theory.
Not a cult following. It's women over 60 that are raging alcoholics. Because it's the only people that stay up at night. They have to be insomniacs or alcoholics. Because we know people that watch them, like, constantly.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Like, no, they I know. They'll just always have the Hallmark channel on 24/7 during the holiday.
Because I'm guessing you can drink yourself blind. It's the same story every time.
So you didn't watch the Kansas City one last year, did you?
No.
Okay. I didn't know, in comparison.
There's nothing in comparison. It's going to be the same story. It's going to end the same way. They're going to end. I guarantee you, that story and this story ended the same.
They all end the same.
I mean, it's kind of... You know, a formula.
Oh, it is.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you never watched a Hallmark movie and you sat down, watched a Saturday night and went, oh my God, this sucks, that's understandable. It's the people that knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Or should have known that was coming.
Right.
That were upset that this movie was bad. Why did you think the Bills one was going to be good?
You're going to step up.
What?
I kind of thought everybody was watching to see if anybody they knew was in it or people you're familiar with, like Bills players and stuff. And I don't know, I guess to see, like, oh, I know that place, or I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of thought that's why we were all watching.
No, they wanted the story.
Like, I didn't know, like, people sat down and genuinely, like, were wanted to be entertained by the storyline.
Let's see where these couples end up.
So, right now on IMDb, which, if you're not familiar, it's a website that, like, ranks movies.
Oh, I hope it's in the toilet.
It's got 7 out of 10 stars.
Wait.
I'm telling you, like, those movies, people
That's an alcoholic on their computer.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if you haven't seen it yet, it is streaming on the Hallmark Prime video channels.
Yeah,
Hallmark
you can just
Plus.
Go on demand and watch it.
Does Hallmark have its own streaming service, or is that part of something else?
So we watch it on demand through Spectrum, but they probably have their own service.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hope people aren't paying for a Hallmark streaming service separately than like Netflix and Amazon Prime and stuff like
that.
Oh,
like, yeah, yes.
All right, so 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, you have not seen it.
No.
Are you planning on watching it?
Yeah, I have to. My sister-in-law has a little part in it. So
wait, she's in it and you haven't seen it yet?
Well, we just haven't had time to watch
it yet. Wait, what's
your part?
She's Sean McDermott.
Oh, no.
So I know she's in like a chorus or something. That's all. I don't know like the scene.
Okay.
That's all I know. All right. Something to do with a chorus.
So you know what's funny about
Tommy? Carolers or something.
You know what's funny about Tommy?
What?
He's naming all these cameos, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So he knows Deion Dawkins and he knows Damar Hamlin, obviously. Yeah. He knows Thurman and Scott Norwood.
I didn't know Scott Norwood because he's an old man now.
So how did you know? So they say
who's that old man? I went and looked.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's got to be Scott Norwood.
So here's what's funny. I'm clicking through still shots of the movie.
Mm.
I'm looking at Dawson Knox.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you recognize him right away?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
because
know.
Because they, yes.
Ray Davis?
No.
Okay. Because I'm looking at him. He's in like
he was in the hospital scene, though, I believe.
Okay. I'm looking at him standing outside of a car. Like, it's funny the players that are in this that you didn't immediately recognize.
So there is a car scene, and so
yes, actually,
I just thought that was an actor. I didn't realize that was a Bill.
That is Ray Davis.
Okay,
252-WCMF. We're talking about Holiday Touchdown, a Buffalo Bills love story, which debuted Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. It is now available streaming. Everybody's in it. Everyone you know. How about so many people locally are in this movie now? You guys are familiar with 26 Shirts?
Yeah.
It's a Bills Mafia company. Uh-huh. They've been doing this thing now for years. They raise money for charity. It's a great cause. 26shirts.com if you're interested in unique Bills stuff. They are now selling a shirt that says, I was in the Bills Holiday Touchdown movie. And they've sold a ton of them.
I was going to say, if you buy that and you weren't in the movie, is that stolen Hallmark valor?
100%. Yeah.
So the new stadium has featured a ton in it.
Okay.
Because the league guy, he's like the foreman of the stadium being built.
Gotcha.
So
like
that's part
his
of the storyline?
Well, that's his job.
Okay.
Not really the storyline, but he that's what he does.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to see this movie.
You shouldn't. It's horrible.
But my wife wants to see it.
Does she?
Yeah.
You won't be able to sit through it, I'm telling you, man, because...
How long is it?
It's 2 hours.
No!
Now, with commercials, you can fast through.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you,
wait, people committed 2 hours to this.
Yeah, if you watched
it
Saturday night, you were stuck with the commercials.
And there was good college football on Saturday night.
Yeah, any football would have been fine.
No, I know I'm going to be forced to watch this, and I really don't want to watch this. One, because it's going to suck. Two, This is what we get for wanting stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And this is why I hate Hard Knocks and all the attention and all that stuff. And you guys call me small.
But that comes from success.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
This sucks. It sucks. Because here's the only thing that sucks about this.
What's that?
Right? When Hard Knocks was happening at training camp, when the news of this going on popped, everyone got all excited. What you can't predict is how an NFL season is going to go.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a lot less fun with this movie coming out when the Bills are 7-4 and in second place in the AFC East.
I know. Yeah. Bad timing.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And also, I don't know how this movie ends, and don't tell me if I get this right, right? But I'm sick of only seeing the Bills succeed on film.
Well, because they don't.
World.
They don't succeed on this.
Well, what the hell, man?
No, it has nothing to do with the storyline. The football is irrelevant in this story.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, okay.
It's completely irrelevant.
Oh, gotcha. So it's just a
so
side story.
So you came here. That's what I'm saying. It disappoints on every level. If you came to see, like,
victory?
Your boys, good luck. If you came to see a football story, not happening. If you wanted to see a love story, this is – I'll tell you what is great about this.
Okay.
You finally saw some minorities in a Hallmark movie. Yeah, the guy that owned a Chinese restaurant isn't Tony or Rusty. Like, that's it. Like, it just sucked. Like, I looked at my wife and go, this disappoints on every level. It goes nowhere.
Yeah, the other thing that I'm secretly enjoying about yeah. this.
Is this the first Hallmark movie you've watched?
No, we watched another one. That's why I came up with this take that they're all alcoholic
gotcha.
Women watching this. Crap.
Which is a great take, by the way. The other thing that makes me laugh about this, so there's three or four men and women that are like the main actors of the movie.
Yeah.
They're young, they're good looking.
Yes.
Right, okay. So Hallmark, in collaboration with the Bills,
mm-hmm.
has been pushing this movie hard at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been to any Bills games after like week two,
yeah.
you have seen advertisements for this.
Weren't some of the actors at
yeah.
this game?
They've sent the
like the
crew.
Lead guy?
Yes,
yeah.
I believe.
Well, because he works across the street at the stadium. Makes sense.
One of the games we were at, they brought like the top four
yeah.
stars in, and they were like walking them around, and like everyone's like, "Look who it is!" And everyone's like, "Don't care, don't know." Like one of my favorite, I forget, it might have been Baltimore when the Bills were getting their ass kicked up until the comeback,
yeah.
where they put like all four actors and actresses, like ladies and gentlemen, star of Holiday Love Story, and they're all in Bills stuff, and they like when it starts, they're like ready for like, "Here
yeah.
we are, guys!" And everyone's just nobody cares.
Well, that's so funny because there is a scene where they're going to do some kind of celebration on the field.
Okay.
And the funniest part is everybody's sitting down watching it. I'm going, everybody would be gone. Nobody listens to this stuff. Especially some long-winded, sensitive speech this guy's about to
break.
Make.
It's beer time. I got to get my beer.
And they're all cheering them on. Yeah, man, you tell them, baby.
And you know what really sucks?
What?
Like, this is going to 30 years from now. Be what our kids and our grandkids think being a Bills fan was.
Yeah.
You understand
And
that.
By the way, they make Bills fans look so pathetic.
How so?
Because they're like these people, their whole lives are surrounded about like everything about their life outside of the game is about the Buffalo Bills. So like their house is just like somebody vomited Bills all over the place.
Well,
how is that not?
That might be accurate.
Yeah, how is that inaccurate?
It's a little sad.
No, but that's, whether or not it's sad.
Have you driven around Buffalo?
I'm not saying it's not accurate. You're sitting in front of a cardboard Josh Allen.
I understand.
And a flag that says believe together.
I've also been to your house and I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to see some you in this.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to watch.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, I just.
You'll watch. It'll be on your TV at some point.
Okay, but
whether
or
not you're watching it or actively watching it.
I mean, Catalano was hysterical.
He was not in it.
He was hysterical.
What was his scene? What was he doing?
He was in bicycle pants just riding by. Like completely pointless.
You gotta ask yourself, how is this not blurred out?
Why are my balls in a Holiday Miracle?
Well, that's next year's movie.
Yeah.
Holiday Miracle. We cover up Catalana's balls in bicycle shorts. No, like here's what really sucks, and I don't know if you have this with your spouse, and I don't mean this to sound belittling. I know my wife is gonna hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I am fully aware my wife is gonna hate this movie. Yet she's going to be like, no, I'm going to love this. I'm going to love this movie. And in the first 15 minutes, she's going to go, this sucks. But she's going to want to see it through because she's already started it. Like, honey, I know you don't like it. It's okay you don't like it.
Ship.
No, we don't have to watch it, period. Let's just not do this to ourselves.
So I was like, because like we had like two things that we were going to watch. And it just popped into her head, I want to watch it. And I kept saying, you know, the kids are coming. Maybe we'll watch it with the kids.
Okay.
Kill a little time for the holidays. Now I want to watch it now. And we immediately regret it. But to the point, we're 40, we're like 15, 20 minutes in. We're like, oh, my God. We got 45 more minutes of this.
Okay, so there are, I'm reading some of the reviews. There are people saying
what?
That this is a slightly different
story
than every other Hallmark movie. Is that true?
How?
No, it's not.
Well, you said it's not like a love story, and I thought they were all kind of like love stories.
It is a love story.
Oh, I thought you said
there's
it.
Like two. There's
I thought
like,
you said it wasn't.
No, I said it wasn't based on football.
Oh.
I said like the football part is irrelevant.
Gotcha.
That football is just a vehicle for the love, right? Mm. So there's two different love. There's old love story reconnecting, and there's two of that, one of you two going to get together.
Yeah.
So those two are going on at the same time. And then Tony Schirripa plays a big fat Italian dad who's got to watch his cholesterol.
Ah.
So you can't eat that, Tony. You got to have the celery stick. Oh, come on, honey. Like that's his whole character. He can't eat.
I guess I just find it weird that they chose the Bills and they did this whole movie only for it to lead up at the end where the two stars have sex in a car in the parking lot and she gets a Kiko Alonso jersey.
Oh, so you didn't see the end.
That would have been the, I mean, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch that. That would have been the funniest.
Or they got arrested for drunk driving. Something.
That's it. Like, what? Did they show, like, the tailgates? There had to be tailgate scenes,
they
right?
did, but it's so homogenized and so watered down. Like, this is not a tailgate. This is what Hallmark thinks of a tailgate. Because everybody's, it's just fake.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's not grimy. It's not dirty. Like, the snow is pristine. It's just fallen. And by the way, it's supposed to be like 9 degrees, but nobody's wearing gloves. We're eating hot dogs. We're having a good time. Tony Schirripa, can't eat that, buddy. Have another celery stick.
Douche. All right. If you know, with people maybe having some time off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I would say put it on just for a, I would say go have a good laugh and mock it.
That's what Tommy would say.
Yeah. Like you won't even like your own, your heroes are in it and you're going to laugh. You're going to feel
But I'm not
sad.
Expecting them to be good actors.
I think you're going to be sad. Like, what are you doing, man? Why did you answer the phone? Why did you accept
Well, I mean, bro, you have a chance to be in a movie. You're going to go be in a
Okay, some of these guys are names. They don't need this.
No, I mean, look, Deion Dawkins is a name. Dawson Knox is a name. He's not going to be a name 30 years from now outside
I'm talking
of
about the guys, the heroes from the day that are
Thurman,
still.
Yeah, sure, but he's not in a movie.
No,
yeah.
But, like, he's the man.
It's an experience. Yeah. I get those guys doing
Scott Norwood, I understand. He was just doing it for the free coffee.
Jed writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap up with this, because you've been saying Tony Schirripa the whole time.
Yeah.
Jed says, tell Tommy dumbass it's Steve Schirripa, not Tony Schirripa.
Oh, I was looking at his brother, the one that has a cholesterol problem. Who the hell cares?
There probably is a Tony Schirripa there.
You know there is.
And he's eating wings right in front of his brother's face. All right. You've been warned. Let's take a break. Mm.